My charity, we have to adjust. Charity is adjustment. Charity is agreement. Adjustment, agreement, acceptance. I could go down 10 synonyms for charity and sisters, and every one of those 10 words would begin with a Latin. Ah. Which means to, adjusting to, agreeing with, accommodating ourselves to whom? To other people. I tell people, there are two kinds of paganism in the world. The one paganism is polytheistic. And as we know what that means, POLY stands for many. Theistic for gods. There are many gods. Well, there's another paganism, which is strictly monotheistic. Only one God. And who is that one God? And sisters, that is not a figure of speech. We judge another person's qualities by our own mind. And this is why, that is why when God became man, he was crucified. Because enemies saw in Jesus someone who contradicted their own minds. And sisters, there are three questions. I hope this will motivate you to keep, as I asked you, sisters, to fill the box. When I see the weakness of others, I'm always inclined to judge or criticize them. Oh, can I be helped in this? You know, first of all, we judge what we call the weakness in others. We see their weakness. I am always inclined to judge or criticize them. Let me give you three remedies. And sisters, we all have the same bad habit. First, when I see another person's weakness, then what should I do? The first remedy is immediately, and I mean immediately, think of my own weakness. That is why allows us to sin. The main reason This is our faith. The main reason God has allowed us to sin is to keep us humble. And humility, sisters, is not walking with your face to the ground. Humility is in the mind. In other words, I should immediately say to myself, all right, he or she has what I consider a weakness. But then, immediately think of, say, a weakness, a sinful tendency, or sins which you have committed. Second remedy. The moment you see what looks like a weakness in another person, immediately may take just one moment, say a prayer, an aspiration. Sisters, I live in the United States. I've been here now. We left on November the 3rd. Today is, Frank? 28th. We've been here then, at least en route, for over 3 weeks. And, sisters, I look at the architecture. I see the way things are, I don't mean by your sisters, but being done here in Calcutta. And sisters, I wouldn't be human if in my mind I did not criticize. So what do I do? And sisters, this question prompts me to say it. I cannot tell you how many times in a given day in Calcutta I say a prayer for the people in Calcutta and the people of India. At the University of Detroit, I lived for 7 years. I live now across the street from the university. We have a large school of engineering at Jesuit University. And I would say they have at least 100 students from India studying engineering at this university in Detroit. And they have a lot to learn. Second remedy, immediately pray, and maybe just one word, Jesus. Or, God bless him, or God bless her. Third remedy. And this, sisters, is the most important remedy. Our Lord Himself tells us our natural tendency is to see, remember, to see the speck in another person's eyes and not see the great big log in our eyes. When we see the weakness of others, God allows us to see that weakness in others, so we will do what? Look at our own weaknesses. And this is the hardest task we have in life. And sisters, must be the maybe 10th time I've said this. We are blind to our own weakness, blind to our own stupidity. What's the remedy? The remedy for not criticizing others, we see their weakness, is immediately ask yourself, what is wrong with me?